91.5 WMFO Medford.
At 11:03, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:06, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, my apologies, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. We did other things before that, going back 34-ish years. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about now, it's time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days. You know, we're totally caught up. We were coming into this week. We're going to be caught up going out of this week. But there were a couple of biggish ones and one big one. You know. We've been talking about it all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group. I don't know why that's so hard for me at the beginning of the show every single week, but it is. But you know what's coming. It's just a matter of time. I caucused with our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, tonight about the duration of this radio obituary, and he seemed very supportive in my need for it to go for more than 15 minutes, more than 20 minutes, more than 25 minutes. He's a very supportive Imbicken's staff member here. And I appreciate that. Were it not for that, we would be doing a regular old program tonight. But it's not a regular night here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's not that frequently that, you know, Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite doesn't even do it justice. But we'll get to that in a bit. We're going to start with some other obits first. We will, of course. Let me let you know what the calendar is. Next week is the bee's knees? What? I'm not ready. I am not ready for the bee's knees yet. So I better get cracking this week and listen to every single thing that I bought in 2019 that was released in 2019 so that I can give you what I liked out of it for the bee's knees. Oh, I can't believe that's next week. The week after that, though, the 18th, I believe that's the 18th, very exciting time for us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank because it's the return of Kirsten to the primary seat here. Kirsten is going to be here to give you the silliness that she wants to give you. I really can't wait for it. I hope you can't either, because she is always so fabulous. We don't get her enough. I am so happy to have her here to fill in for me whilst I am away gallivanting. You know how I do. So that's really the whole calendar, the next 2 weeks. That's the whole calendar. After that, I got nothing. Nothing! Until, of course, the anniversary of the program, but we're not going to talk about that tonight. No, I just can't. I can't talk about it at all because we have other things to think about as we begin tonight's radio obituaries. And you know what that means. Titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. It means that I need to remind you, the listener, to go to feedthepig.org and think about your future. Think about it, go there, think about it some more, go there again. Whatever it takes, I just want you okay. Okay. So let's get going here. As we start with the initial radio obituary for the guitar legend, Bob Weinberg. He was the guitarist and singer in the Spotniks, the legendary band, the Spotniks. One of the very first Swedish bands to make great success abroad, not least in Japan. They were pretty fabulous. Bob Weinberg. Of the Spotniks, just passed away. See, do I even have his age? I don't have his age. He just passed away, and it's the initial radio obituary, starting with one of those songs, You know we love them here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. I got hooked on this song, by the way. Although I loved it ever since I was a kid, I got hooked on this kit, on this particular song, when I heard David Seville do this under the Bagdasarian name, of course. I heard him do this as Pretty Dark Eyes, and it drove me nuts when I was a kid. And I've been closely latched onto this song ever since. So anytime anybody does it, and they're in a radio obituary, we're going to do our best to get it in there. And that's what we're doing tonight as part of the initial radio obituary for Bo Winberg right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Post-initial radio obituary. By the way, we are in, if you missed the beginning of the program, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Melinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. We're in an all-radio obituary episode. And the post-initial radio obituary is for Tommy Hancock, the American musician widely regarded as the godfather of West Texas music. in Lubbock, Texas. He led a popular swing band called the Roadside Playboys going into the 40s. He married his singer, Charlene Condre. And then in the 70s, after his career, he became the followers. He and his family became followers of Guru Maharaja Ji. Tommy Hancock just passed away at 90. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hey, hey, Senor Waiter, we're here tonight. Me and my baby gonna do it upright. Turn the tablecloth over, here's a peso for you. Tequila for the crowd. And tacos for two. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. They warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what you do with tacos for two. This hot green soup is sure delicious here. And in case you haven't noticed, would you look at that? That girl is a dancing on top of your hat. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. They warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what you do with tacos for two. Hey, hey, senor waiter, tacos look great. Put some clothes on the stripper so I can eat. And tell a guitar player to do us a song. Play Rancho Grande and we'll sing along. Tacos for two, hey, tacos for two. Tacos for me and tacos for you. They warm up your heart and let love through. Yes, that's what you do with tacos for two.
Things are happening fast here tonight. I don't know what's going on. By the way, that is the ring that you're hearing. I haven't pointed that out in quite some time, but it's still here. The new version of it came back stronger than ever. Okay, the next radio obituary here at Bubbles in the Think Tank is for Marty Greb, the American keyboardist, guitarist, and saxophonist. Known as a record producer and arranger, he worked with musicians including Bill Payne, Bonnie Raitt, Eric Clapton, Etta James, and Leon Russell. But he, of course, started out in 1966 in a local band, the Buckinghams. They needed a keyboardist, he joined in, and famousness ensued. Marty Greb passed away at 74. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Take my money and sometimes they keep on.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and we're in the midst of an all-radio obituary episode of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Hopefully you'll enjoy it. I think there's plenty of silliness in the remaining 90 minutes. Not like there hasn't been plenty of silliness in the first 30. Especially if you've been hanging out over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group with other listeners like yourself. You may enjoy it if you haven't done it before. You should try it. I highly recommend it. But now we're going to move on to the cleanup radio obituary for Tony Britton, the English actor. He appeared in numerous British films from the 1950s, starting with Operation Amsterdam in 1959, but also Sunday Bloody Sunday in 71, The Day of the Jackal in 73. He even won the British Broadcasting Press Guild Award for Best Actor in 1975 for the movie The Nearly Man. Tony Britton just passed away at 95. He is the cleanup radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Why, Chloe, thus squander your prime in debate between fear and temptation? If adulterous love be a crime, why quarrel with plain fornication? Your beauties with age you may lose, then seize the short moment of joy. If not, then with confidence use what by using you cannot destroy. Come, come, bid our raptures begin, ere we lose both our youth and our leisure. 'Tis better repenting a sin than regretting the loss of a pleasure.
Now we move to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Neil Innes, the English writer, comedian, and musician. You probably know him best for his work with Monty Python, the Rebels, and the Bonzo Dog Doo-Dah Band. The Bonzo Dog Band, also known as the Bonzo Dog Band. They were named after the art movement Dada and were originally the Bonzo Dog Dada Band. But then they shortened or they renamed it to Doo-Dah. Because why not? They had one hit, I'm the Urban Spaceman. It was produced by Apollo C. Vermouth, an alias for Paul McCartney and Jerry Braun. You know how much we love Neil Innes here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. By the way, Neil Innes just passed away at 75. You know how much we loved him. Not many weeks went by without some Neil Innes adjacent content here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, which made this radio obituary very challenging for me. Because I feel like I've had this close relationship with this content. Somewhere there's actually a photo of me and Neil Innes together, but I don't think it, I think it's definitely pre-digital era. So I don't know if it's ever made it to the digital space. But I've had a chance to meet him a few times. And I can't even say what a nice fellow Neil Innes was. I had plans for him. So going into this radio obituary was rather challenging on many points. But the biggest of which is we play so much. And, of course, the Bonzo Dog Band figures prominently in the history of Bubbles in the Think Tank. Knee unsanitary outhouse, because of course Noises for the Leg was part of the unsanitary outhouse theme song for many, many years. So I wanted to kind of take a different approach with this. So I did, by creating a radio obituary that involves no Bonzo Dog Band. I know that's a hard thing to say, but there's a lot of Neil Innes in my collection that I would never get to because it wasn't necessarily silly. It's a wide variety of content that we have here to work with that would fall into the things that I don't necessarily play on the program. So that's where we're going to focus. We're going to try to stay out of the Bonzo Ruddles space. We're going to try to stay out of that, largely even out of his solo catalog. Remarkably so. Because there's a lot to go to in covers and other projects that he worked with. So that was what I decided to do tonight. So hopefully this will be a little bit different than many of the other Neil Innes tributes that have already happened and are to come. By the way, you should definitely listen to DJ Fred Boak with the Omnipop Omnibus tomorrow on WOMR out in Provincetown. Make plans for that. But yes, this was definitely a challenge, and hopefully you're going to enjoy where I went with it. It's nowhere that I think most would expect, which is the best I can hope for, because I want to come back next week and play whatever Bonzo Dog Band song I choose to play, whatever Neil Innes track I choose to play. I don't want to think about it in terms of, I just really wanted to stay away from the stuff that we play all the time, because boy, do we love Neil Innes here. Do we love him? We do. Okay, I'm going to let go of this and get into this radio obituary, the antepenultimate radio obituary, and start with something that was super hard to come by. As some of us know, your director of minutia once again mentioned here, Bob Cohen, Neil Innes had put together a crowdfunding campaign for his latest and now last record, and he used a platform that seemed stable but went down in the middle of his project. And so the tens of thousands of dollars that he had raised for the project evaporated. So he had to raise it again. And it just made this record particularly precious in any number of ways. And I want to thank Bob for helping me out. I had paid, I supported the original project. Took me a long time to pay for the second project because of stupid banks. But the timing was not good. So thank you, Bob, for helping out on this. And we're going to start off with a little something from his final release. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Neil Innes, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Slowly in the morning, I am a man among men. Slowly in the morning, I am a man among men. Honey, please forgive me, I'm hungover and I'm horny again. Last night I was alone with all my troubles and my cares. He easy. That's not that I was alone with all my troubles and my cares. That's nice. I bought each and every one of them a drink. They've been my only friends for years and years. They say there was an age of enlightenment back in the 17th century. But somehow all that truth and wisdom did not rub off on me. Oh no. Surly in the morning, black dog howling in my head. Surly in the morning, black dog howling in my head. Honey, you know I ain't no Boy Scout, but there's a tent pole in our bed. Eat your heart out, Swinkles. And Brian Wilson. This probably is Brian Wilson. Apart from Plato and A.A. Milne, who have we poor boys got to thank? Where was Socrates and Winnie the Pooh when the page was blank? Man can find it hard, babe, every once in a while. Man can find it hard, babe, every once in a while, believe me. Baby, won't you please roll over and show me your smile?
Fishes in their cages and goldfish in their bowls. She is lovely and she is afraid of such things as growing cold. She's had enough men to please her, though they were more cruel than kind. And the love and act in isolation, a form of pantomime. She says she has forgotten the feelings that she shared at various all-night parties among the couples on the stairs. For among the songs and dancing, she was once open wide, a girl dressed in denim with the boys dressed in lines.
Somewhere between
eating roses and toast with tulip butter, praying for a mirror to stay young. For on its no longer gilded surface, this message she is scrawled.
Somewhere
thank you.
Hi there.
Ventriloquist. All of a blooming sudden, the wind began to growl. All of a blooming sudden, the ghost began to howl. legs for the first time. I'll walk my gums
by your lamppost.
Then when you're sleeping, Humbert's ghost will creep
up on you
and steal your teeth. And when I find a pair to fit, I dream I'll walk my dog. I'll bow wow wow
on your lamppost.
And upright folk will say that dog is all right. He won't bite.
He's dead.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and you're in the middle of the antepenultimate radio obituary for Neil Innes. And I just want to say, if you have access to old Saturday Night Live episodes, you should definitely go back to the Eric Idle episode with Neil Innes and Alan Price as the special guests, and take a look at that. So that's something for you to do after the show tonight as we return to the antepenultimate radio obituary for Neil Innes, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I don't wanna do you no harm, but sometimes I feel the weight of the world, and it's so heavy and it's bringing me down. And I need you, Angelina, my girl.